Yeah. It's what we call Harry Beaker mode. Let's get down mode. That's what it is. If you ever want to catch another Tembo Sounds The Culture Show, you can catch it on demand by going to my website, tembosounds.com. And then there you can see all the podcasts that I have recorded. There's a plethora of them. You can find those podcasts in numerical order, and you can just catch the genres that you want to sample and listen to. 98% of the music is family-friendly, office-friendly. We believe good times only deserves everyone to be able to listen to this great music, yeah? If you want to catch me live, I'm play every Saturday from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who are not in the US, Eastern Standard Time, just think about New York. My hometown, Brooklyn. BK, stand up, ain't it, yeah? New York time, Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. You can catch us live, send me messages at 412-499-5000. Send me voicemails, keep them clean, keep them PG. I'd love to play them on air. It's what we do. It's a community radio show. And right now, the community that we are producing for and playing for, it's the Tembo Sounds, the culture community, the GTO community. Let's go! Thank you very much. Until the next show, take it easy.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, that show where we take a trip back to the 80s that you never knew. Well, today, it's the day after Valentine's Day. A great day or not the best possible day for some. But irrespective, there's a love or a love-related song for everybody to listen to on Valentine's Day. So as you continue to reflect on the spirit of love, let's take an hour to kind of just go through some songs of mine that I like to go and listen to every once in a while that make you think about the ones you want to say that I love you to, or in Italian, ti amo, which is the name of this classic Umberto Tozzi song we're going to start off with today, right now.
Solo ti amo, in aria ti amo. Se viene testa vuol dire che basta, lasciamoci ti amo. Io solo ti amo, in fondo un uomo che non ha freddo nel cuore nel letto, comando io ma tremo davanti al tuo seno, ti odio e ti amo, è una farfalla che muore sbattendo le ali, l'amore che a letto si fa.
breve usar. Siete perfumes, uñas pintadas, algo que pueda conquistar. Algo de escote, algo que note, que no le deje trabajar. Más atrevida, menos princesa, siendo elegante gustaré. Más decidida, menos discreta, irresistible más que ayer. Tiro la casa por la ventana, un elixir he de encontrar. Jefe querido, lo has conseguido, no sé si puedo aguantar más.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Save a Prayer by Duran Duran, which is one of my favorite bands, and this was off of their album Rio, which is one of my favorite albums. Before that, though, we had a song by Joe Esposito and Giorgio Moroder, for whom the show is named, Lady, 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 off of the Flashdance soundtrack, a movie which is based in Pittsburgh. Before that, though, we had Pobre Secretaria. That's by a very famous Mexican solo artist, Daniela Romo. And we started off today with Ti Amo by Umberto Tozzi, who has quite a songbook behind him as well. If you know the song Gloria by Laura Branigan, guess what? It's not her song. It's a cover of Umberto Tozzi's Gloria, which is a great song. Definitely recommend listening to that at some point if you have the time. But we're going to continue with our little love-related kind of thing that we're going on right now. I'm going to do something by another Italian artist, but is in English. Something that actually charted in at least Britain. A great song by the words it's called Words by F.R. David. Words don't come easy, as you can tell. And that's how the song starts. So let's get into that right now.
Words don't come easy. Words.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, where you just heard Fantasy Girl by Johnny O. Before that, we had Tell It to My Heart by Taylor Dane. We had Hooked on You by Sweet Sensation. And we started off this part of the segment with Words by FR David. Did a little bit of a dance pop little segment there, but we're going to slow it down a little bit. In just one moment, but before we get to that, we're gonna just go through a couple things I gotta let you know. Firstly, this is an announcement from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it is unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. in the to field, enter the numerals 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and the type of help needed, fire, police, or ambulance, and then click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as not to alert intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call. Beyond that, just going to let you know that WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information about how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Finally, just a couple shows we have here on WRCT. You can tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Thursdays at 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. And finally, we have The Angry Young Man. The world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to tackle the issues plaguing it head on. Join Anthony Cachado as he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy debates every Friday at 7 a.m. on WRCT. Without further ado, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Girl, makes you feel nice. I try my best. And within the reach of my hand, she sounds asleep. And she's sweeter now than the wildest dream. Could have seen her, and I watched her slipping away. But I know I'll be hunting high and low, high. There's no end to the lengths I'll go to, hunting high and low, high. There's no end to the lengths I'll go to, find her again. Upon this my dreams are depending. Through the dark ascends the pounding of her.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Hunting High and Low by A-ha. Before that, we had Ostani by Davuli, which is a Croatian group. Before that, we had Joanna by Kool and the Gang. Now, it's that time of the show where we're going to take a break from our trip back to the 80s and take a trip back to the future. That's right, we're going to be taking a trip over back to the future to listen to some new stuff that came out, and believe it or not, there's some new Ethosign music that we're going to be playing on the show today, as well as some of the other songs that we've played in the past. And what could it be? There's just one thing that it could be. It must be love.
Wonderfully brand new, and I never thought I'd. one thing it could be, the answer's clear to see, it must be love. What it seems to be, and I never thought I'd fall so fast. This feeling that just seems to last. There's one thing it could be, the answer's clear to see. It must be love.
glances as we take our places. Total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. There's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can't start. You know I love you to death.
Love you to death.
I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget,
never forget
how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's gone.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Love You to Death. It Promises You Made, and It Must Be Love by Ethosign. All songs that you can stream on all streaming platforms. But that closes up our Valentine's Day episode. Hope you all enjoyed, and I'll be seeing you all next weekend. Take care, and God bless.
Is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we first hear from a professor of education on how the growing banning of books, censorship of teachers, and clampdown on student protest works to the benefit of those who would lead our nation into fascism.
We speak with Professor Henry Giroux, one of the great educators in North America, about his hopefulness in the student movement finding allies throughout the broader society.
We have another in our series of shows about fascism by talking to Diane Feely, a labor historian and activist, about the consequences of unions in the U.S. continuing to place their workers' fate in the two major political parties.
She argues that doing so has not served their members well, has led to a growing fascistic divide in America, and that what is needed is a true workers' party.
Stay with us.
New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
Fascist Germany's industrial murder of Jews in Europe 80 years ago has been seared into the consciousness of humankind. Today, it's a great irony of history that the Israeli government, which claims to be the moral legatee of the Holocaust, is carrying out a genocide against millions of Palestinians in Gaza. This is being done with the full support of the American government, which supplies political, diplomatic, and propaganda cover for what Israel is doing. It supplies the bombs, planes, artillery shells, tanks, and bulldozers to physically destroy the buildings and infrastructure of the Gaza Strip. The people who live there have been systematically starved as the Nazis starved the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. The response of American students in college campuses across the country was magnificent. Tent encampments sprung up in several hundred places. They became the focal point for a full-throated discussion of the realities in Gaza and American complicity in the ongoing genocide. Demands for ceasefire were raised, demands that the universities divest themselves of investments in Israel and American arms manufacturers were put forward. Sadly, this manifestation of critical thinking came to a crashing end. The wealthy and their servants in Congress and in the mass media accused the students of being anti-Semitic and of supporting terrorism. Congressional hearings were held. University presidents were fired. Professors lost their jobs. Students were expelled from schools. The great campus uprising was closed down. To talk to us today about education, fascism, and democracy is Professor Henry Giroux. He currently holds the McMaster University Chair for Scholarship in the Public Interest in the English and Cultural Studies Department of McMaster College in Canada, and is the Pablo Freire Distinguished Scholar in Creative Pedagogy. Henry Giroux has authored many books, most recently with Anthony DiMaggio, titled Fascism on Trial, Education and the Possibility of Democracy. Professor Henry Giroux, a hearty welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, Henry, with the suppression of the Palestine Solidarity Movement on campuses, is it fair to say that the campuses have been turned into the American Homeland Security campuses?
I think it's fair to say that. I mean, I think in many ways what we're seeing, particularly in light of the protests against Israel and its slaughter of the Palestinian people, is we're seeing that the question of free speech is now being responded to, not by dialogue or an attempt to sort of understand the issues or to give students an opportunity to narrate themselves, but students are now met with snipers, checkpoints, violent police crackdowns. And in many ways, I mean, what we're seeing is militarized policing as a response to dissent. I mean, my argument is that what's happening in